Okay. So we're holding here, I believe, Yisora Shlishi. Where did we get up to? Okay, Yisora Shlishi. Shlilas Hagashmus Mimenu. And that is, you're talking about the right thing. We were speaking before about Shapiro with the dialogue thing. This is Shlilas Hagashmus. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a goof. So yeah? Shlilas Hagashmus. Vizil. Shenamik echres zechana in a goof lokeach beguf. Vole yasiguhu moirois agufim. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a goof. He's not a koyach aguf, meaning, it's not like, for instance, the energy in our body is not physical, but it exists only within a physical context. It's not that. Vole yasigu moirois agufim. Any type of event that could be attributed to guf, kimoya tenua v'amenucha v'amishkan, movement, rest, dwelling someplace, none of that. Loy mitzar atzmus v'loy b'mikra. It's not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that, and nothing like that can be associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Chazal shunned any type of chibur and pirut. V'amr, they said, "Ein lemala lo yeshiva v'le amida v'le oyev le ifui." You don't have sitting or standing, and not v'le oyev means not a backside. V'le ifui, I think, is meloshna yefus. They say it means tiredness, exhaustion, etc. Kleima loy pirud vehu orev v'loy chibur vehu ipui meloshim v'ofer kaze plishtim. So kleima yitvoy some because of schab mehem. So the Rambam learns the word ifui means chibur, like orev means there's a side that's the dominant side and a side that's the back side. So that would imply some sort of pirut, that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu you could be mechalek between this particular point in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that particular point in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that doesn't exist, or not even chibur, where it's all the same, but it consists of, for instance, if I say I have round the clock watching over security, it means that I have somebody from 6 to 12 and 12 to 6 and so on. V'oma novi v'lmite damyun kale. Who says, who can you compare me to? And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were a goof, you could say he's like another goof. I mean, if I'm 6 foot tall and somebody else is 1 foot tall, there's a dimyan. The dimyan is a relationship of 1 to 6. It's a dimyan. If somebody is 60 feet tall, there's a dimyan there. And all these things, there is a dimyon, except that the dimyon is, because there's a common denominator. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like, if I had to ask you, how do you compare Reuven to Shimon? So even if I say there's no comparison, there is. This one is smart, this one is smarter, this one is not so smart. This one is big, this one is bigger, and so on. The inyanim of but if I ask how do you compare my table to my shelf, my bookshelves? Oh, one is bigger, one is smaller, one is wood, one is metal, one is broad, one is short. There are going to be different ways in which I could compare them. But if I ask you, how do you compare justice to my table? There's not a single common denominator. It's just no way to compare because there's no any point that they have in common. So the Navi says Valmita Damyun means that there's no point to commonness. Vilo hoya guf, vaydam le gufim. Because everything else, if I have a point to common denominator, if we both take up space, the question is how much space to how much space. V'chol ma shabav kisa kredishim taritz b'tar gufois kimalicha mida yeshiva divokaitz v'zeh hakol derech hashalot. These are all borrowed metaphors. V'chein amru, yeah. Yeah.
So those middles, well, I think, first of all, like you said before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his midos are one and the same. There are no parts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if you'd have parts, then you would, then you would say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chalokim Chalokim, and here there isn't. So it means therefore that there's nothing that compares. וכל מה שרקיס הקודש נערס ובתאר הגוף כמו הליך העמיד הישיב אדיב הקריץ ובזה הכל דרך השאלה וכן אומר זל דיבר תאר קלושן בני אדם וכבר דיבר חום בזה עניין הרבה. So Chazal, Dibratoy Goshmada, means we use the language of people. So when I want to say that what I did is consistent with what the person told me to do, I say that the person was very satisfied with me, was very happy with me, and so on. So this pasuk, the recent kol tmuna, is the pasuk of that tells me there is no the great revelation did not include in itself any picture and so on. The that's what Rambam says here. The Rambam in Yesod HaTorah. So the question is, somebody who doesn't believe in this Iker, and he believes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a goof, is he an Epicurus or is he not an Epicurus? You know, Mikoyach what? If he says that he's more than one, then it's a pasuk of Hashem Echad. If he doesn't believe in a prime being, that's a problem of Anoch Hashem Alekecha. But Alex, you're also on the phone, or? I guess not. But if you believe on goof, what are you running afoul of? So yes, it's like, imagine if the pasuk says that Edom is in the south of Eretz Yisrael, and I say Edom is in the north of Eretz Yisrael, I guess I'm epicurious because I'm denying what the pasuk says. The lack of emunas chachamim, if you want to call it that, or whatever you want to call it. But it's hard to, I'd be hard put to find the exact Yesod Amuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being of Edom being south of Eretz Yisrael. Even though if a person denies it and says the Torah doesn't always talking about Chasrom, the person's Apikoris, but that doesn't make it a faith. So the Rambam, the way he fleshes it out in Yesod HaTorah, is that if Hashem is Echad, then it can't be that he has a guf and a gvir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ein lo ketz ve'ein of. So somewhere along the line, when we're saying Hashem Elokeinu is Hashem Echad, that might be it by extension, logically you're denying that. That's one possibility. The Rambam also brings another pasuk in Yesod HaTorah, doesn't bring here. In the pasuk describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being pan-universe, stretching across the entire universe, means he's one. Then he brings the recent kol tmuna. So I would guess that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not being a goof is implied by the fact that you have one God, that he is everywhere, infinite, etc. So if a person denies that, he's denying an Iker, because logically you've taken the rug from underneath the feet of the of everybody else. You know, you've all of a sudden undone. Now you can't believe in oneness, and you can't believe this, can't believe that. That is the Rambam. There's a famous Ravid that the Ravid says, and this is where that article came in. Once you mentioned it, the Ravid in Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam lists Aminim, Apikorsim, and so on.
And one of them that he lists in the minim, he lists as somebody that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Guf, to which the Ravid responds, and this is one of the people that doesn't have a chetimtzah of tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manea from tshuva, and so on. And the Rambam there lists it under the rubric of Kaifrim, Apikarsim. He says, you know, it's one of those categories. And that category is a category, the Rambam says, it's an Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel, Chamisha Heimani Kor Minim. So the Rambam says these are people that have no chelek olam haba, and one of them is minim, and he says one is if he says there's no God, one he says there's two or more, and one he says is that he's a bal guf or bal tmuna, to which Ravid says Om Avram, why is it called a min v'kama gdolim v'toyvim mimenu holcha b'zua machshav v'mishvash v'mikros There are big, better and bigger people than the Rambam who've gotten messed up because of the psukim and so on. So the Ravid seems to insinuate, the Ravid doesn't argue on the Rambam that these are, that there is, that the person is, it's wrong absolutely, but he just says there are some very, very big people, calls them bigger than him, who believe in that, who believe that because the psukim misled them and a God has misled them. Now, I mean, B'chlauf, even without this, to say that there were people greater, bigger than the Rambam is makes us scratch our heads to who are we talking about? I mean, there weren't that many. Even with all the Ravids arguing on the Rambam, the Ravid spent his time writing Hagos on the Rambam because of Shivas. So the question of how, who are the bigger? But who are the bigger people that held on like the Rambam? Who is he talking about? So there are there are the people who argued with the Rambam and they with the Moreh Nevuchim, but we don't have much left over from them except for the Ben Avraham Rambam writes against them. It's very hard to know that it means who that is, what that was, and did they actually hold up the Rambam? Very hard to believe that. So, and you know, then there was that Ksav Tomim or Keset Tomim, which is purportedly a Moshe Dintako who it seemed to say that, but it's very tenuous that position that's what he held and that it was him and so on. The real issue is why is this not Avodah Zarah? I mean, what's the difference if I say that I point to a physical being and I say this mountain, this tree, this cat, this dog, this cow is God, divine? Or if I say God is a cow, cat, person somewhere? I mean, L'mayinaf gemina, which way I go? Avodah Zarah means I take a physical object and worship it as God. So Mali, if I can point to it, imagine somebody says there's a cow in India that has divine powers. I've never had the great schus to meeting the cow, but it has these powers and sitting here I worship it. That's Avodah Zarah. I mean, there's no technical, unless I do a physical avoda, I'm not going to chaya, but that's Avodah Zarah. Even if I never saw that cow in India. So if I say that the cow that I worship is somewhere in Shemayim, if I say the Koychavim or the Mazolus, or I say a God star, what's the difference? I mean, is that not the difference in Avodah Zarah? And is that not the difference in Avodah Zarah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it's hard to understand how you would justify that. How the Rambam says he's not. I mean, and the Rambam himself actually also. Why doesn't the Rambam bring in Hilchos Avodah Zarah? That's where it belongs. I don't have an answer for that, but I definitely think that it's something that is absurd
I raised this point also in the article. If, let's say, okay, I mean, the psukim uses the body of a person. Well, if a person lives on earth, the body makes sense. We have a nose to breathe air. We have ears to pick up sound waves. We have the light that comes in through our eyes. We have feet that are built to walk on the ground. Why would a divine being in Shemayim have feet? I guess wings would be better. Why would he have feet? Why would the Musarim have feet? Why would he have nose if there's no oxygen to breathe out there? It's absurd. It's an absurdity. And to understand it, that's what people who are Chachmei Yisrael could believe in, I think it's absolutely absurd. I don't know what derived meant, and derived is a short snippet. I'm not mechuyev to decide what derived meant. The chaznish is magia derived. That derived means gdolim v'tovim mimenu, means of Klal Yisrael, that some very fine Jews believe that. That I understand. There's Hamoinam, and the Rambam in Moinavuchim is probably addressing the Hamoinam, that many people were kind of simple people, and they sort of God's seeing and looking and all of that blended into some sort of goof with a shape. That I could understand. But Mimen of them, of Christ. That's Chasnish, right, somewhere. So that already could make sense. There were good, like we say, he's a good yid, he means well, but the things he says, he doesn't even know himself what he's saying. Fine, okay, you know, that I could understand, and that's a limit chus. But the Gdolim Tomim and the Rambam, by all standards, they were not, certainly not plural Gdolim V'tovim Mimenu. And there were no other Sfarim written really that we have. Rabbi Nasadi Goyen is the Rambam, so he writes like the Rambam. So who else was there? You know, who are we talking about? I don't know. Very few people even wrote about these in Yanim. Okay, let's see the Yisoid Arevi. The fourth Yisoid is Kadmus. Vehu, Shenamin Kizeh Echad Omo Hu Kadmin Behechlet. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the first being, absolutely. And anything else is not kadmon, it's not primary when evaluated vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Raya's like is HaKadosh Rabbis. By Seder Vizem Orlov Mashenema Me'una Lekei Kedem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Lekei Kedem. Me'una Lekei Kedem. I want to talk about this and discuss some very, very important nekudas that come out of this. We have a hierarchy that we use when we evaluate events, phenomena, and so on. So, if I were to ask you, how does this clock work? Well, how do I answer that question, how it works? So I answer it by reducing it to axioms or simple things that are already known. So you see the spring over here, when I wind up the spring and it unwinds. I know how springs wind and unwind. And then it pushes this wheel over here. I know about wheels that get pushed and move. And this wheel engages other wheels and pushes that. I know that also. And so on. I go through the whole thing by referencing it to something else. Scientists probe, where did the moon come from? So what they mean to say is, give me something that I believe is a more previous state. Things that are solid can come from all sorts of gases that congeal and so on. So tell me what the first, where this is coming from. So there's a hanocha, there's a certain hierarchy of minakal lachomer, from the simple to the more complex, where I build from A, I build B, and so on. So every scientific search is how is this work b'yachas to this? So l'moshel, if I have a theory like relativity, I establish relativity, and I say this is, it's a given, and then I explain many phenomena as an outgrowth of it. That's the way logic works, that's the way chokhmah works, and so on. Inherent in that is that everything has to obey the laws of that which is there before it. So I assume gravity to be the most, an extremely early force in creation. So everything else that I examine, I must find that it follows the laws of gravity, because the laws of gravity came first, and everything else works. So if I see something that doesn't seem to defy gravity, I'm not going to accept it, because gravity is much more shirishtik, and everything has to be understood within the context of gravity, and so on. But if, let's say, I build something, nothing has to work in the light of that. It's not before anything else. So the laws of gravity to us on the physical level are the most kadmon laws in the Bria, and everything else follows that. Now, let's take a very different area, and that is morality / legality, things like that. So, if I come somewhere and I do something, they tell me it's illegal. What do you mean it's illegal? There's a state law against it. So I'll say, okay, I have my own shittas and deis. They'll say, Rabid, the state law was here first. You're born into the state. The state is the most basic determination. You're certainly entitled to your opinions, but legally that trumps your opinion, and tough luck. The state makes a law against the government. We say, well, the government is primary. It's first, and the state laws have to follow from that, the constitution, whatever. That's so I build up a hierarchy of before and after. Let's take another example. I make a revolution against the country. In a country, I overthrow the present regime and everything, and I establish a new state. And someone will come along and say, well, it's an illegal new state because the old state didn't allow for revolution, so on and so forth. Okay, but this is a new aschala, and right now, this is the primary law, and everything else is going to have to follow suit from it. Let's go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to follow a law, then that means that law came before him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be kind to people, must do good things to people, because, you know, goodness is important, and it's, we value goodness and so on, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to subscribe to it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu came before that. He's the one who put law. He's the one who put the good of law into place, the sense of it, and so on. So you can't hold HaKadosh Baruch Hu accountable by morality, because morality came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ma'ona Lekei Kedem means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a Lekei Kedem. He is first in every sense of the word. So when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't have done that because the laws of gravity don't allow for it, that itself is a law that emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to do something else, then where's the law going to mark of him? So the Kei Kedem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there from, is primary, is its implication is tremendous in terms of his right or ability
to be held accountable. He's basically can't be held accountable not to nature and not to what we perceive as morality, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu came before everything, and everything else is just there as an outgrowth of that. And you're going to weigh and measure the events that happen vis-a-vis the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the other way around. Okay, so here it's also very interesting that the Rambam here in a lot of these places, like here and the one before, he says ve'yisoid ashlishi moira lo mashenema, ve'yisoid viaze moira lo mashenema. In other words, he's saying these psukim, I can't tell you, are they're not written in the nature of a tzivui. They're not written in that nature, but they simply project a certain feeling. That's what he's saying in these two places, I think. One more nekud over here. The Rambam here says we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Echad. The Rambam also put together, I guess, the Rambam's link to it in corporeality and so on and so forth. There's a Rambam, who in Mor Nevuchim he writes that even if a person believed in the eternal existence of the world, which was Aristotle's understanding, and the Rambam didn't, even though the Rambam held differently, but I guess he didn't want to. He didn't want to acknowledge Kilu, that according to Aristotle, if you hold like that, because being Aristotle was the science of his day, so arguing with it meant basically that you're arguing with what's perceived as reality, and that was not good. So the Rambam says, even if you were to hold like that, I still could make everything work. In other words, I could, all the other ikrims, it's interesting, about this ikra specifically, he says, I could make all the other ikra, I could make it happen, even though I think it's not true, but it doesn't destroy the entire structure. Not sure why yes, why not, but that's what he, says. He says it doesn't destroy the foundation of Emunah and so on. It doesn't elaborate why either, but the Rambam very strong and Mor Nevuchim as well is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadmon. It's very hard also to logically sort it out. I don't know how the Rambam could live with Kadmus, because the Rambam writes that all things owe their existence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're saying that there are things that came before, they can't possibly owe their existence. I don't think he says they came before, but I think what he means is they were concurrently in existence, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way he sort of, I think, frames it over there. It's hard to understand how you would be able to derive anything. I mean, it's also so many bits and pieces of his that it's hard to understand it. If something can have existence alongside of God and not from God, then the Chur, we've knocked out the basic definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why I find troubling with that point. Let me see. There's one more thing I think I want to discuss. Kadmus. The Rambam Mor Nevuchim has one other issue that he discusses in terms of Kadmus, and that is, he said, the one area where people might be inclined to disagree with him is Zman. In other words, they do feel that time is something you can't imagine a world without time. So therefore maybe that came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam says that there is a Mandi Omar in Medrash
that implies that. And that's how he learns up that Bandi Yometz. It's a, you know, it's a bit of an abstruse medrash gracious that there was a Seder Zman in the world before. He he says it's a Das Yochid. No one holds like that, and it's not. It's a day and a shita to reject. The Chas V'Sholom, there's no such thing as a Seder Zmanim. That's Lashon V'Din Chazal. A Seder Zmanim before the world. Zman is a creation, and it's something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into existence. It's not an objective outside event or phenomena that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtals to. That's what he writes about Zman also. So in Kadmon, I think we have a few very important pieces that we would intuitively maybe think differently. The Rambam is saying there is no phenomena possible, physical phenomena, that we can say that comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's So, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu defy laws of physics? It's an impossibility that the hot thing should get hotter and the cold thing colder. Well, the laws came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but so you know, whatever laws he feels like making, he makes. On the level of Ruchnius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created the things that are Tov. We spoke last week about it a bit, and things that are Ran and designated. He's the one who comes ahead of that, and not the other way around. That's the that's Pshat Ram, I think. Okay, any questions? Yeah. Yeah. Well, the klal in these things is that a person projects his own issues lamala. In other words, he deherred it. So the reason why they heard it is because his deher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was low. We will usually understand that, and in Sfarim they'll write, when they get to more deeper areas, they'll write about what was his personal mistake and how did it get projected onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me add one more piece to that. It usually works in two or three steps. The first point is never a mistake in Shita. Because an honest mistake in Halacha doesn't net you apikorsis. An honest mistake doesn't make you into an Avarian. It's something where a person had a trouble, and then that led him... So, Rahman, it's honestly a person who suffers a lot, and it brings it to a conclusion that less dim, less dying. We're going to say that it was affected by that, and then he has good cheshbonis, why less than less time. But it starts with the person's own tsar, and that it starts a process, and then the person makes a cheshbon, says what he says, and then in certain areas he deheres a kadosh baruch hu through that and runs into problems. So it's three layers. My internal emotional issue, my intellectual issue, which comes about as a result of that, or, you know, it's either just push it, adding to it, justifying whatever, and then I will project on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the mistakes that Acha made were not intellectual mistakes, and then he's not Bikuris. It's like Chazal say, there was already issues there. It was Shalei Lishma, whatever. If you start with some issue, then you latch on to the intellectual, and that's a very bad combination. Okay. I